ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 Okay, so we're studying the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. We're hearing the second half of the book, which tells a story. Well, we were hearing, it began with the account of a Brahmana who was given a mantra by the wife of Lord Shiva to chant, to worship Madan Gopal.
我们一直在学习的是《大圣典》《大不加瓦坛之甘露》这本书，是下半部分。这个部分起于一个婆罗门，这个婆罗门呢，他主Shiva的妻子授予他一首曼陀罗，他就一直通过这个曼陀罗在崇拜曼丹戈帕勒神像。Right.
And then we heard how when you, after chanting the mantra, he became detached and he went to wander to visit holy places.
自从吟诵了这首曼陀罗之后，这个婆罗门就产生了气绝之心，便开始在各个不同的圣地漫游。We
heard he went to Ganga Sagar, to the mouth of the Ganga, and he met Brahmanas there who were doing puja to go to heaven.
他就漫游到Ganga Sagar，也就是刚哥的入海口这个地方。他在那里见证了许多婆罗门，当地的婆罗门正在那里做puja。Yeah,
their purpose in doing the puja was to go to heaven.
他们做puja，一心就想来世能晋升到天堂。So
he left. He was not attracted. He went to Kasi or Benares. And there he was associating with the sannyasis who were all worshippers of Lord Shiva.
因为这个婆罗门并没有受到这些仪式和婆罗门的吸引，于是他就继续来到了下一个地方，喀西，也就是贝纳勒斯这个地方。在那里呢，他又跟很多的托钵僧联谊。这些当地的托钵僧都是主Shiva的崇拜者。
And there goal was to get liberation. They were talking about impersonal liberation, about merging into the oneness.
他们的目标是解脱，他们嘴里谈论的都是解脱，然后就合一。
So at that time he got instruction that he should not stay there in Kasi, he should go to Mathura.
于是他又得到了另外一个训示，他不应该留在喀西，而应该去马图拉。So
on his way to Mathura, he came to Prayag, and that Prayag is where the Ganga meets the Yamuna. And he met all the people, many devotees there, who were all taking bath in the holy water.
在去马图拉途中，他路过了普拉亚格。普拉亚格是神圣的恒河与仰慕的河的交汇之处，在那里呢，他见到了很多奉献者们在这个河中沐浴。These
people were Vaishnavas, but they were worshipping Vishnu as the supreme. They were not worshipping Krishna.
这些 Vaishnava 他们把 Vishnu 当作至高无上的至尊主来崇拜，他们并非崇拜 Krishna。
So he left there and he went to Mathura, and in Mathura he heard someone chanting the holy name.
他又继续前行，来到了 Mathura， 在 Mathura 他听到了有人唱诵圣名的声音。
And he went to meet that person, and he found it was a person who looked like a young boy. He was in the dress of a cowherd boy.
他循着声音过去，就见到了一个年轻人。这个年轻人的穿着打扮就好像是一位牧牛童。
When he first saw the cowherd boy, he thought this boy was Madan Gopal. He thought he was actually the person who he was worshipping.
他第一眼见到这个年轻人时候，以为他就是自己崇拜的 Madan Gopal， 他一直在崇拜的 Madan Gopal。
But then he found out, you know, or after talking to the boy, he found out that this boy was a cowherd boy, and he wasn't Madan Gopal. But he understood that this cowherd boy was very rich in spiritual knowledge.
他跟这个年轻人交谈之后呢，他发现他只是一个牧牛童，不是Madan Gopal。但是跟他交谈之后，他发现这个牧牛童在灵性知识方面非常的深厚。
So the Brahmana was inquiring from this cowherd boy. The cowherd boy's name, by the way, was Gop Kumar. And the Brahmana asked Gop Kumar, he says that people have been telling me different things. Some people tell me karma is the goal, and some people tell me moksha is the goal, liberation. I don't know what the goal is.
在跟这个年轻人交谈之后呢，这个婆罗门顺便提一下，这个牧牛童的名字叫Gopal Kumar。然后这个婆罗门就开始向这个年轻的人发问。他说我去了不同的地方，有的地方的人呢认为 karma 是个至高无上的，而有的地方认为解脱是至高无上的，所以我不知道哪一个是至高无上的目标。
And the Brahmana explained to Gop Kumar, he said, I simply do whatever the goddess, you know, when I say goddess, I mean the wife of Lord Shiva, whatever she tells me to do, I do.
这个婆罗门又跟这个年轻人诉说说，我只是在按照主 Shiva 的妻子Durga 女神告诉我的话去做的。
But I don't really know why I do it. I don't know if I'm doing it as devotion. I don't know if I'm doing it to get knowledge. I don't know if it's just a ritual. I don't know. I don't really understand what I'm doing. I just do it.
但是我并不知道我这个是做这个是为了什么，是为了取得奉爱还是取得知识，我不知道我做这个目的是什么。
So, you know, my life doesn't have much meaning like this. I should really know. I want to understand what I'm doing.
我的生命，因为这一点呢，我的生命似乎就是没有意义。我不知道我在做什么。我真的很想知道，我做念诵这个曼陀罗到底是为了什么。
But Gop Kumar, the Brahmana tells Gop Kumar, he said, I think you're a very kind person, and I think you know everything. I want you to tell me. Please guide me.
这婆罗门对 Gopal Kumar 说，我认为阁下您是非常的好心仁慈，而且是学识渊博的。我希望您能向我解释这一切。
So he's, and Gop Kumar,hearing the Brahmana speak like this, the Gop Kumar was very happy, and he understood that this Brahmana is ready to get more enlightenment, to get good instruction.
听完这番话， Gopal Kumar 内心感到很喜悦，他认为这个婆罗门已经为了进一步的启迪做好了准备。
Because He has a good birth. Well, he's born in the Brahmana family, and the Brahmana family which he was born in actually came from Mathura. So they had a natural affection for Madan Gopal, meaning Lord Krishna.
这个婆罗门拥有一个很好的出生背景，因为他诞生在马图拉一地，所以他对马丹戈帕怀着他，因为他诞生在马图拉，所以他自然而然的就热爱着马丹戈帕。
So Gop Kumar thinks about what would be good for the Brahman. He said that I would like him to see the feet, the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. I want him to be able to see the lotus feet of the Lord.
于是 Gopal Kumar 就在寻思怎样做对这婆罗门最好。于是他决定我要让他这个婆罗门见到至尊主的莲花组。
And he thinks also that he's doing too much chanting on his own. It would be better if he was chanting the Lord's mantra, the names of the Lord, as Sankirtan.
Gopal Kumar 也想，这个婆罗门他一个人独自念诵这个曼陀罗已经太多了，他应该做 Sankirtan 齐诵圣名。
There's different kinds of initiation. We get the mantra through one process, which is, you know, worshipping the deity. Whereas the mantra through the process of initiation is connected to worshipping the deity.
所以有不同种类的启迪，有一种启迪呢，是我们通过这个启迪，我们得到这个曼陀罗来崇拜神像。
Give us liberation, bring us out of illusion, give us liberation, and give us also devotional service.
将我们从幻象当中拉出来，让我们获得解脱，授予我们奉爱。
But even better than this is the worship of the Lord through the chanting of His holy names in Sankirtan that can bring us pure love of God, the highest love of God.
但是比这种做法更好的就是通过唱诵主的圣名来崇拜至尊主，通过 Sankirtan 来得到对至尊主纯粹的奉爱。
So this Brahmana had been chanting the Gopal mantra, he'd been chanting this mantra for quite some time, and it was helping him, he was getting good effect.
这个婆罗门吟诵这首曼陀罗相当长一段时间，得到了很好的效果，也给他很大的帮助。
But after he heard the chanting of Gop Kumar,When he heard Gop Kumar doing Sankirtan, chanting the holy names of the Lord out loud, then he was able to get the higher taste.
婆罗门听到 Gopal Kumar 高声的、大声的唱诵圣名 Sankirtan, 这时候呢，他就得到了更大的益处了。
Yeah, when we do Sankirtan,without offenses, with a lot of concentration and attention, then we develop more natural attraction for Krishna.
当我们毫无冒犯地唱诵圣名，以强烈的专注和奉爱念诵圣名的时候，就会自然而然地发展起对至尊主的奉爱。
And then we will have also attraction to do service for Krishna.
之后我们就会受到吸引，为至尊主做服务。
The best method to worship Madan Gopal, to worship the lotus feet, is by the chanting, by the Sankirtan.
崇拜 Madan Gopal 最好的方法，服务他最好的方法是通过 Sankirtan, 齐诵圣名。
When we do Sankirtan, we get much bigger, much greater results.
当我们从事桑帖坦齐颂圣名，会得到更加巨大的好处结果。
And to help us also, it's very good to visit the places of Gopal's pastimes.
而且呢，如果去拜访高炮的从事逍遥时光的地方呢，对我们、啊、更加有帮助。
If we can regularly go to see the places where Krishna performed different pastimes, that helps us to do chanting even better, to improve the quality of our chanting.
如果我们能够有规律的、定期的去拜访，Krishna Gopal 从事逍遥时光、善逍遥时光的地方，在我们的念诵方面呢，会更大的有助于我们的念诵。
So this Brahmana, he had been chanting the mantra and he had been making progress. He developed faith and he understood he needed mercy of Krishna's devotees.
这个婆罗门呢一直在那里很忠诚地念诵这个曼陀罗，于是他就取得了更坚定的信心，他觉得自己很需要纯粹奉献者的仁慈了。
Even if we chant the names of Krishna offensively, if we do it for a long time, then we will get gradually free from the offenses.
即便我们是有冒犯的在念诵，但是如果长此以往的这样不断的继续下去，最终就能达到没有冒犯的念诵了。
And even if we do namabhas, if we do the intermediate chanting, the shadow of the holy name, that means we haven't got real attachment, but that will, if we do chanting like that, it will help us to come to the perfectional stage.
如果我们处在 Namabhas 阶段，就是中间的影子阶段的唱诵，最终就有助于我们，让我们提升到没有冒犯的纯粹的唱诵阶段。
So it's important for us to take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord.
非常重要的是要托庇于主的莲花足。
Because the lotus feet of the Lord, they possess all the opulence. They have all the wealth, all the beauty, all the splendor, everything. They have the potency to satisfy all of our desires.
主的莲花足，它是主的莲花足拥有着富裕、美丽、气绝等等所有的财富。它能够满足我们所有的愿望。
And to worship the lotus feet of the Lord, the best way is the loud chanting of the holy name within a nice melody, and chant the names like Krishna and Govinda and Gopala.
崇拜主的莲花足的最好的方法就是大声的、高声的来唱诵主的圣名。比如说 Krishna, Govinda, Gopala.
And then when we're able to visit the holy places and to wander about the places where Krishna pastimes took place, to see them with our own eyes, then this also helps us to improve our chanting.
而如果我们能去圣地，能在 Krishna 从事着逍遥时光，曾经从事逍遥时光的地方，在那里漫游，对我们的唱诵是有极大的好处。
Of course, we have to see these places with a proper attitude. We have to show proper respect and attraction and love for these places.
当然，我们应该怀着正确的心态来在这些圣地。我们应该怀着爱和吸引，对这个圣地满怀着尊崇之心。
So the goal of life is to develop Krishna prema, love of God. The goal of life is not just simply economic development or sense gratification or even liberation.
生命的目标就是发展起 Krishna Prema。生命的目标并不是感官享乐、经济发展，甚至也不是解脱。
And when we develop Krishna Prema, then Krishna comes under our control.
一旦我们发展起了 Krishna Prema, 我们就能控制 Krishna 了。
Okay, so Gop Kumar is thinking like this, so he's thinking that if I want to help the Brahmana, I will have to tell him about my own experience, what happened to me.
Gop Kumar 就在想，我帮助这婆罗门最好的方法就是给他来讲述我自己的亲身体验。
Right, the Brahmana needs to understand that Krishna is the goal,And that the chanting, the sankirtan of the holy names is the way to achieve Krishna.
这婆罗门需要了解的是 Krishna 是目标，而取得 Krishna 的方法是通过 sankirtan 起诵圣名。
But the Brahmana is not ready to hear this. He's not ready to understand this. It will be too much for him to hear in the beginning. So, Mark.To tell him, he has to bring him gradually to that.
因为在目前阶段，这个婆罗门还没有做好准备来接受，这一点，他要讲述的刚才这一点，所以Gopa Kumar就要循序渐进的通过自己的亲身体验来告诉他。
So the Gop Kumar is going to tell him about what happened to him.Because Gop Kumar, he also got the Gopal mantra. He also received the same mantra as the Brahmana. And he's going to tell what happened to him up to the present time.
因为 Gopal Kumar 自己也曾经得到过这个崇拜 Madan Mohan 神像的这首曼陀罗，而他就决定把到目前为止自己所经历的种种的过程来讲述给婆罗门听。
Yeah. So Gop Kumar is going to tell us about how he had very incredible experiences. He went many places, and we're going to hear about these places one after another.
Gop Kumar 将要讲述的是一个非常的不可思议的一个经历。接下来呢，我们就会一个又一个的来聆听他所经历的所有那些体验和去过的地方。
Now, usually it's not very good to talk about ourselves, you know, to talk about, oh, I did this, and to, if you praise yourself, it's not good.
通常呢，如果总是喋喋不休的讲述自己，我做了这个，我做了那个，并不是很好，好像是在那里吹嘘自己一样。
But Gop Kumar has to do this in this particular case in order to help this Brahmana to understand.
但是呢，在这种情况下呢，为了帮助这个婆罗门理解，所以他不得不这样去做。
So, Gop Kumar had all, you know, he's a coward boy, but he had mystic power, and he had told the Brahmana about what had happened to him before. He showed the Brahmana that he knew everything about him from his past.
Gop Kumar, 这个牧牛童他拥有玄秘的力量，于是呢，他就讲述了这个婆罗门之前他的种种的经历，以便让这个婆罗门对他产生信心。
Right, and the story of Gopa Kumar is going to be is very similar as to that this what's happened to the Brahmana.
Gopa Kumar 他的个人体验呢，跟这个婆罗门呢有很大的相似之处。
So Gopa Kumar tells the Brahmana, "Okay, so listen carefully."I'm going to tell you about, I'm going to speak about this, my life. I'm going to tell you what's happened to me. Just like people would speak from the scriptures, they describe pastimes from the Shastra, he's going to tell about his own life.
Gopa 库玛对这个婆罗门就说道，接下来请你仔细的聆听，我将要向你讲述我自己的体验。这就好像一个人他准备讲述经典之前呢，他做一个开场白。
So Gop Kumar, although he was only a young cowherd boy, but still he could speak with so much authority, just like he was a great sage or a great rishi, a great brahmana.
虽然 Gopal Kumar 只是一个年轻的牧牛童，他确实能够以极大的权威性来讲述，就像那些伟大的 rishi 圣哲们一样。
So, Gop Kumar says, he says, sometimes I would be in ecstasy and they would distract me and I wouldn't be able to remember everything, know what was happening.
Gop Kumar 说有的时候呢，我处在巨大的狂喜当中呢，我那时候就心醉神迷了，我不知道我在发生了什么事情了。
So Gop Kumar, he said, it's important to hear everything. You want to hear the truth from the devotee. It has to be.Proper, it has to be something which you have actually experienced. It has to be the truth.
Gopal Kumar, 他想寻求的是真理，他想听到的是真话，他想听到的是一个人真正的自身的体验。
Sometimes things would be going on around him, you know, because he had so much love for Krishna, sometimes he would not be aware of what was happening around him because he was so much in ecstasy that he didn't know what was happening.
因为 Gopal Kumar 呢，他处在对 Krishna 的狂喜当中，有时候他不知道他自身他周围发生的事情。
Sometimes if you have an ecstasy, you don't want to mention it to people. You feel ashamed, you feel embarrassed to mention it to others.
有的时候当一个人他有了狂喜之情的时候呢，他就不好意思向别人来提起自己的这种体验狂喜。
Yeah, if we feel some ecstasy, it's confidential. You don't tell people about it. You keep it to yourself.
当我们如果有了狂喜的话，我们就不要忙着跟别人说，我们要保密。
But Gop Kumar is going to tell everything to this Brahmana.
但是 Gopal Kumar 却要对这个婆罗门道出一切。
So he said, he tells the Brahmana, he said, I'm the son of a Vaishya, a son of a cow, you know, a man with a, who has cows, who lives at Govardhan. And my father would make his living just by keeping cows. So as a young boy, I also used to take care of cows. I had my own cows.
Gopal Kumar 说我的父亲是一个居住在高沃丹山地区的一个 Vaishya， 所以呢，他的生计呢，就是来照料母牛。
And so my, you know, his father had many cows, so he gave some of the cows to the son. So Gop Kumar had some cows of his own, and he would take them different places. Sometimes he'd take them to Govardhan, and sometimes to Vrindavan and the banks of the Yamuna.
那父亲呢就有很多头母牛，他给了儿子一些母牛，而这个儿子呢也有了自己的母牛，于是呢他就会带着这些母牛呢，有的时候去勾儿丹山，有时候去文达文，有时候又来到杨木的岸边来在那里放牧这些母牛。
So Govardhan, Vrindavan, the Yamuna, all of these places are in the district of Mathura.Mathura is a town, but Mathura is also the name of a district. And that district includes Vrindavan, Yamuna, Govardhan.
Mathura, Mathura, Govardhan山区, 还有 Govardhan山, Vrindavan 和 Yamuna, 这些各个不同的地方呢, 都属于 Mathura。 Mathura虽然是一个城镇, 但它也是一个区域。 这个区域呢, 就包含了 Govardhan, Vrindavan, 也包含了 Yamuna在内。
So Gop Kumar is going to tell us everything which happened to him, and it took place over a long time. But Gop Kumar is only a young boy, and we have to understand that Gop Kumar did not age. He got a blessing from his guru that he would not become old.
马尔有明白，Gopakumar has, because
Gopakumar is telling about events which happened. They took a long time to happen, many years.
Yeah. Okay. Understand. Gopakumar呢要讲述的是发生在许多许多年前的事情了。但是呢，Gopakumar呢，他得到过他guru的祝福，就是他永他不会变老，不会衰老，所以他直到讲述的时候，他仍然是一个年轻的牧牛童的样子。
Yeah, when his guru gave him the mantra, he blessed him that he would live a long time and he would always have the form of a cowherd boy.
当他的guru赐予他曼陀罗的时候呢，曾经祝福他，他会长寿，所以他永远呢就是一个牧牛童的样子。And
the guru also blessed him that he would have the right mind, the right mood to understand the fruit of the mantra.
Understand the meaning.
Yeah, the fruit, the result.
Oh, fruit. Okay. 他的guru也祝福他，他有一个正确的心态，他有恰当的心意来理解这个曼陀罗的他的结果。
So, Gop Kumar was telling the Brahmin, he said, when I would take the cows, I would often see this one Brahmana, I would see this one man in Vrindavan, and this Brahmana would be wandering around, and he was very renounced. We could see that his body was he appeared like some kind of god or something.
Gopakumar呢就开始说了，他说呢，我当时呢在放牧，让母牛去吃青草的时候呢，在文达文我遇到一个婆罗门，这个婆罗门呢，他就在文达文漫游，他是非常气绝的，他的气看上去就像神一样。
He was always chanting the glories of Krishna. Sometimes he would sing and sometimes dance.
他总是在不停地唱诵主 Krishna 的荣耀，有时候呢歌歌歌唱，有时候又起舞。
Sometimes he would be meditating. Sometimes he'd be chanting the mantra to himself.
有时候他陷入深深的冥想，有时候呢又自言自语地在那里念诵曼陀罗。
And sometimes he would just start laughing and laughing to himself.
有时候他又开始呢，在那里发笑，是自己在那里笑个不停。
But he was always chanting, right? He was always chanting the names of Krishna.
但是他始终不停地在唱诵 Krishna 的名字。
So, even if one is perfect in spiritual practice, still one should keep chanting the holy name. One never stops chanting.
所以我们从这点看呢，就是即便一个人在灵性修习方面已经达到了完美，他也会一直不停地在唱诵圣名。
So this Brahmana was at that stage, he was perfect. He didn't have to struggle to control his senses.
到那个时候呢，婆罗门已经达到了完美了，他不需要努力挣扎着来控制自己的感官。
But he had so much love that his senses were always in the service of Krishna.
因为他怀着巨大的爱，所以感官自然而然的在从事着为 Krishna 的服务。
And sometimes he appeared like a madman. Sometimes he was rolling on the ground.
有时候他看上去像个疯子一样在地上打滚。
Sometimes he shouted, and sometimes he cried, and sometimes he fell on the ground.
有时候他大吼，有时候又哭泣，有时候又倒在地上。
Sometimes he would fall even unconscious on the ground. He lay like he was dead.
而有的时候呢，他倒在地上就失去了知觉，就好像死去了一样。
And then sometimes the tears from his eyes would make pools of water on the ground.
有时候他的眼泪水呢，就在地上形成了一滩，一滩。一个小水滩就好，把地上都弄得湿润了。
Because he was doing such intense chanting of the holy name, he was feeling so much ecstasy.
因为他念诵圣名是这样的专注和强烈，所以感受到极大的狂喜之情。
So, Gop Kumar says that me and the other cowherd boys, we would often come and look at him, we would see him.And when he saw us, this Brahmana who was in the, all of it, he would bow down to us with devotion.
Gopa Kumar 说呢，有时候我和其他的牧牛童呢，我们就会围观，而当这个婆罗门看到我们在周围的时候，会向我们顶拜。
The boys didn't respect him, but he respected the boys.
这些小男孩们他们并不尊重这个婆罗门，但是婆罗门反而却尊重这些小男孩。
He would embrace them. He would embrace them and kiss them just like they were his best friends.
有时候婆罗门情不自禁的就拥抱着小男孩，亲吻他们，好像他们是自己最好的朋友。
And he didn't want to leave us. He always wanted to be with us a lot.
而且他不想离开我们的陪伴，就总想跟我们在一起。
So, you know, Gop Kumar had cows, so sometimes he would give some milk, and he would give some, you know, milk products, like maybe cheese or other things from or ghee. He would give them to this Brahmana, because he saw the Brahmana.He didn't have any home, he didn't have anything, so he felt compassion on them. He would give some of the things, milk products, to the Brahmana.
有时候 Gopa Kumar 呢就会把一些奶制品送给这个婆罗门，一些奶酪或者是酥油，因为他觉得这个婆罗门呢，他也没有家，他就四处的游荡，所以对这个婆罗门很怜悯。
So one day the Brahmana spoke to Gop Kumar, and because Gop Kumar was giving presents to him, so the Brahmana spoke to him. He said to Gop Kumar, he said, my dear child, you know, because he saw him like a young boy, he said, if you want to satisfy all your desires, go and take a bath at Kesi Ghat, and then come back to me, and I will give youThe mercy of the Lord.
有一天呢，这个婆罗门就对 Gopa Kumar 说：“我亲爱的孩子，因为他就把他当成一个小男孩，他对他说：如果你想满足你自己的愿望，那现在你就去 Kesi Ghat 到那里沐浴，之后你回来，我会把主的仁慈给你。”
Kesi Ghat is the place where Krishna killed the Kesi demon.
Kesi Ghat 是主杀死 Kesi 魔的地方。
It's a holy place in Vrindavan.
是 Vrindavan 的一处是神圣的地方。
So after I took my the Gokumar said I went I took my bath there to Kesi Ghat in the Yamuna, and then I came back and he gave me the, then this Brahmana gave me the same mantra which the, you have been chanting.
Gopal Kumar 说，当我到 Kesi Ghat 的沐浴之后回来，这个婆罗门就给了我和你念诵的一模一样的这个曼陀罗，让我去念诵。
So, this mantra was given by this Brahmana. We shouldn't think that it was out of business, that he was doing out to get more milk or anything. He was giving him, he was giving spiritual benefit.
这个婆罗门给予 Gopal Kumar 这个曼陀罗，我们不要想着他就是来交换，为了得到更多的牛奶才给了他曼陀罗，不是的，是为了给他灵性的好处。
Right. He was giving the mantra out of compassion that he wanted to help the Gopal Kumar to get spiritual enlightenment.
他出于怜悯之情呢，想要帮助 Gopal Kumar 获得灵性的启迪。
So he was going to tell Gopal Kumar about how to worship this mantra, how to use it, and how to meditate. But when he was doing that, he became so ecstatic that the love within him awakened. It began crying.Like a woman who loses her lover.
这个婆罗门就告诉 Gopal Kumar 怎样去崇拜这个曼陀罗，如何去冥想这个曼陀罗。但是呢，在这过程当中，他突然就陷入了狂喜当中，内心就产生了巨大的父爱。他就像一个女人在为他的爱人哭泣一样，就开始哭了起来。
So he was crying, he forgot what he was doing, and he lost his, you know, he just forgot about everything he was doing, and then he stood up and he just went away, and he didn't explain everything to Gopal Kumar.
这个婆罗门呢就开始哭了起来，流着泪，他下放弃了自己在做了些什么，也忘了周围的一个环境，于是他就站起身就走了，而于是呢，他并没有向 Gopal Kumar 解释。
So Gopal Kumar understood that this Brahmana had initiated him, so he accepted that Brahmana to be like his spiritual master.
Gopal Kumar 却明白这个婆罗门就启迪了自己，他就对待这个婆罗门就像灵性导师一般。
So he was very worried. He didn't want to say anything or try to, he didn't want to disturb his spiritual master.
因此他并不想打扰自己的灵性导师。
He didn't want his guru to start crying again and to become ecstatic again.
他不希望自己的 guru 又开始哭泣起来，又开始陷入狂喜。
And of course, his guru, he didn't have any residence, he didn't have any place where he was living, so he didn't know where he could find him again.
他的 guru 也是居无定所，所以他不知道到哪里去找自己的 guru.
So Gopal Kumar said, I didn't know what this mantra was that he'd given me, and I didn't know what the result would be.
Gopal Kumar 呢就说，我不知道呢，他给我的这首曼陀罗是什么？念诵这个曼陀罗会得到什么样的结果
？And I didn't even know how to practice chanting it.
我甚至都不知道该怎么去修习念诵它。
He didn't know if he was to chant it quietly or if it was to be sung out loud.
他不知道是应该默念呢，还是应该出声的念
？So he was really confused.
所以他当时呢感到困惑不已。
So anyway, out of respect for the mantra, because the Brahmana had given him this mantra, he began to chant it softly in quiet places where other people couldn't see him. He just wanted to try it just out of curiosity to see what would happen.
但是呢，出于对这个婆罗门的尊重之情，勾帕库玛呢开始轻声的念诵。他去了僻静的地方，是没有人看见的地方。他只是出于好奇心，想要试验一下念诵这个曼陀罗到底会发生什么事情。
And because he began to chant the mantra, and because he was not chanting with any material motive.His mind became purified, and he developed faith in the mantra.
因为他并不是怀着任何物质的动机在念诵这个曼陀罗，他的心意呢，便因念诵逐渐的进化，他取得了巨大的信心。
So he was chanting. He remembered the words of his guru.And he understood the mantra to be the means to achieve for him to understand the Lord of the universe.
但是他一直铭记着他的孤儿的话语，他知道念诵这个曼陀罗是能帮助他能够理解宇宙之主的方法。
Because his guru had said, I'm going to give you the Lord's mercy. So he understood this mantra was a way to get the mercy of the Lord.
因为咕噜曾经说过，我将要把主的仁慈赐予你，所以呢，他认为念诵这个曼陀罗就是取得主的仁慈的最好方法。
So he began to chant the mantra faithfully and enthusiastically.
所以他便满怀信心的、热情的念诵了曼陀罗。
So Gopkumar said he was eager.He was eager to know who is the Lord of the universe, and he was very eager to be able to see him.
Gopal Kumar 说呢，他很渴望了解到底谁是宇宙之主，他也想亲眼能够见一见这位宇宙之主。
So he decided to leave everything. He left his home and he went to the bank of the Holy Ganga.
于是 Gopal Kumar 决定放弃一切离家出走，他来到了恒河岸边。
And when he was walking along the bank of the Ganga, he heard somebody blowing a conch shell, and he went there to find out what it was, and he found a Brahmana was there worshipping a Shaligram Shila.
他在恒河岸边他听到有人吹海螺，他发现呢有婆罗门正在那里崇拜菊石。
So when he saw the Brahmana worshipping the Shaligram Shila, Gopkumar offered his obeisances, and then he asked the Brahmana. He said, "My dear master, who are you worshipping?"
他看到婆罗门崇拜菊石之后呢？就开始恭恭敬敬的顶拜，然后说道，我亲爱的主人啊，您在崇拜什么？谁？
And so the Brahmana laughed at him and said, Oh, my dear boy, don't you know this is the Lord of the universe?
这婆罗门就笑了起来，说，哦，亲爱的孩子啊，难道你不知道吗？这位是宇宙之主啊。
This man who was worshipping the Shaligram, he thought everybody should know this. He thought even children should know this.
崇拜着菊石的婆罗门呢，认为每个人，包括一个孩子，应该知道他是谁。
And the Shaligram is an incarnation of the Lord of the Universe.
而这个菊石呢，是宇宙之主的化身。
So when Gopkumar heard this, then he was so happy. He thought, oh, I found the Lord of the Universe. After a long time, I'm finding him.
Gopal Kumar 于是感到内心 欢欣雀跃，哦，过了这么久，我终于找到宇宙之主了。
So he gazed at the Gokumar who was looking at the Shalagram Shila, and he bowed down again and again, and you know he did dandabhas, full body on the ground, and then the Brahmana gave some water that had washed the Shalagram.
Gopakumar 就盯着，也目不转睛地盯着这个菊石，而且呢，一而再，再而三的顶拜，他做了五体等顶拜。这个婆罗门呢，把一些沐浴的水给了 Gopakumar。
Yeah, he gave some of the water, and then he gave him also some of the tulsi leaves which had been offered to the Shalagram.
除了这水，他还给了 Gopakumar 崇拜沙冈西勒菊石的 tulsi.
And so then the Brahmana was getting ready to go home, and he took the Shalagram Shila and he put him in a box.
婆罗门呢就准备回家了，在回家之前他把这块菊石放在一个盒子当中。
So when Gokumar saw the Brahmana put the Shalagram Shila in the box, Gokumar got upset. He said, why are you putting the Supreme Lord, why are you putting the Lord of the Universe into a box? That's not good.
当库马看到婆罗门把菊石放到盒子里，他感到非常的不安。哦，你为什么要把至尊主放在一个盒子里呢？
And you didn't even give him proper food to eat. And how will he sleep if he's hungry?
你甚至都没有给他一顿好饭吃，他饥肠辘辘的，他怎么去睡觉呢？
Gopakumar was thinking that you should give proper food, make proper offering to him if he's the Lord of the universe. But you just offer some tulsi leaves and some water.
Gopakumar 想，如果是宇宙之主的话，应该好好的给他一些精美的食物，可口的食物吃，而不是光给他一些水和tulsi叶子。
And now you put him in this box and you tell him to go to sleep.This is how he can sleep when he's hungry.
现在呢，你又把他放在盒子里，让他去睡觉。他那个那么饿，他怎么能睡得着呢？
So Gopakumar was not able to understand that the Lord of the Universe is different from everyone, from ordinary people in this world.
Gopakumar 他不明白宇宙之主和这个。世上的普通人不一样。
Yeah, we shouldn't worry that, oh, he won't be able to, we shouldn't think he's hungry, we shouldn't think that he has any problem by being in the box. No, the Lord can live everywhere, he lives everywhere, he's unlimited.
我们不应该担心。担心他有食物的问题，也不应该担心这个宇宙之主会有什么问题，也不应该担心呢他住在一个盒子里，宇宙之主可以居住在任何一个地方。
He can take many different, he can take an infinite number of forms, and he can appear everywhere in everything.
他可以以无穷无尽的形体显现在任何地方任何事物当中。
So Gopakumar was complaining, but Gopakumar was not understanding the nature of the Lord.
So Gopakumar 呢他就开始抱怨，但他不明白主的本性。
So the Brahmana who had been worshipping the Shalagram Shila was very humbleAnd he tried to console Gopakumar.
崇拜菊石的这个婆罗门呢，非常的谦卑，就安慰起 Gopakumar 了。
This Brahmana was poor. He didn't have any food to feed any guest, and he didn't have any food for offering to the Lord.
这婆罗门呢，他是一贫如洗的，他没有什么食物好招待客人，也没有什么食物好供奉给主吃。
This Brahmana was just living on the bank of the Ganga. He had no place for cooking.
婆罗门呢，居住在恒河岸边，也没有一个地方可以去做饭。
So this is the kind of humility which one has when one actually develops love for Krishna.
所以就当一个人发展起对 Krishna 的爱之后呢，他就会就这样谦卑的。
So the Brahmana, the Brahmana who's worshipping Shaligram, he says to Gop Kumar, he said, I'm just a poor man, I can't offer much anymore than this.
崇拜即时的婆罗门对 Gopal Kumar 说，我只是一个穷人而已，我没有什么好供奉给主的食物。
Whatever I eat myself, I first of all offer to the Lord.
我自己吃什么之前呢，我先把食物供奉给主。
So, he thought this cowherd boy, he's never seen a Brahmana like me. He must be new to spiritual life. He doesn't know anything. He's never seen anybody like me.
婆罗门呢，他就想，这个小男孩从来没见过像我这样的人，他在灵性生活方面呢，只是一个新人而已，他没有见过我这样的。
So he told Gop Kumar, he said, if you want to see the Lord worship properly in opulence, then there's a city nearby. There's a city nearby in this country. And if you go there, the ruler of that city,He is a great devotee, and he worships the Lord very nicely. You should go there and see how he worships the Lord.
这婆罗门呢，于是对 Gopal Kumar 说，如果你想要恰当看到对主的恰当崇拜，一种富裕的崇拜，你应该去这个国家的以旁边的一个城市，这个城市的统治者是一个主的奉献者，他非常好的崇拜了至尊主，你可以到那里去见证他如何去崇拜的。
He worships the Lord Vishnu with great love, and the city is not far away. You should go there and see.
这位奉献者，他是主威士努的奉献者，他怀着巨大的奉爱崇拜主威士努，他的城市离这里不远，你去那里吧。
Again, so this way the Brahmana is telling Gop Kumar that you go there and see how this king does the worship, you will feel very happy to see how the Lord is worshipped.
婆罗门呢，于是对戈巴库马尔说呢，你去那个附近的那个城市去看看那里发生的什么事情，就知道他们是怎么崇拜主的了。
Yeah, I'm only worshipping the Brahmana. Say, I just worship Shaligram Shila. I'm just a poor Brahmana. And I just offer some tulsi leaves and very simple food. I cannot worship very opulently.
他说我只是崇拜沙拉光师了及时的一个穷贫穷婆罗门而已，我只能供奉给他一些简单的食物和吐喜叶子。
But if you go there and see how he worships, you will feel ecstasy, your heart will be satisfied.
如果你去那里去看他们的崇拜，你会感到狂喜，内心呢心满意足。
But anyway, for now, why don't you come to my home and help me? You can eat some of the food off which I offer to Lord Vishnu. Take some of the food and prasadam in my house.
那你也可以到我的家中，到那里呢，可以跟我一起荣耀供奉给主 Vishnu 的食物，来跟我一起，来荣耀这些寄语，你就感到很满意了。
Okay, so we'll hear what happens when Gop Kumar goes there to see the king, to see how the king worships Lord Vishnu.
好的，那我们下一次再听，那个国王是怎么来崇拜主威士努的。
Are there any questions?
Rajendra Das， 感谢 Maharaj 的讲课，感谢翻译的翻译。如果在圣地怀着正确的心态唱诵圣名，效果的确非同小可。为什么会这样？只是因为它是圣地吗？为什么在国内没有这样的体验和效果呢？怎么才能在国内也有这样的效果呢？谢谢。
Okay, okay. So, yeah. Well, we have to understand that going to the holy place helps us to awaken more faith in the Lord, because we actually see the places where the Lord appeared and where he performed his different pastimes.
去圣地可以帮助我们产生更强烈的信心，因为我们到了圣地就亲眼就看到了这个主上演逍遥时光的地方。
It strengthens our faith in the process.
而且去圣地可以加强我们对这个这个程序这个方法的信心。
If we just stay at home and we never visit the holy places, we don't really know. We think, well, I'm just doing this, but we don't really know the culture behind it.
如果我们是待在家里，然后不去圣地，因为我们就不知道，我们就不知道在我们做的所作所为的这一切背后的文化背景如何。
So going to the holy place certainly gives us stronger attachment to the chanting of the holy name.
去圣地可以给我们对于圣名的强烈的依附之情。
We can see in Mayapur and Vrindavan how people take so much pleasure in chanting the holy name, unlike any other place.
我们去像马普、文达文的这地方呢，看到那在那儿的人们在唱诵圣名的时候得到的快乐，不像任何其他的地方。
So visiting the holy places is also one of the limbs, it's one of the limbs of bhakti. It's said visiting the holy places is like worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord.
去拜访圣地也是bhakti 的一个分支，一个肢体。那去圣地呢，就好像是崇拜主的莲花足。
So it's certainly recommended to go to the holy place and visit and to see the places of Krishna's pastimes.
所以肯定呢会建议推荐去拜访圣地，去亲眼去目睹主上演逍遥时光的地方。
Therefore, we see all the great acharyas that they all came to the holy places and they visit the holy places and they see these places.We hear, for example, Jiva Goswami, before he went to Vrindavan, he first came to Mayapur, and Lord Nityananda took him on parikrama around all the holy places in Mayapur.
我们看到呢，所有先前那些 Acharya， 他们也都拜访了圣地，他们去圣地，并且我们听到我们听说 Jiva Goswami。在去文达文之前呢，他先去了马阿普，而主尼天南德呢，就带领 Jiva Goswami 就漫游了马阿普。
And Lord Nityananda told him all the places where Lord Chaitanya had performed his pastimes, and showed him each of these places.
主尼天南德就告诉，就向 Jiva Goswami 展示了。主 Gauranga 上演逍遥时光的地方。
And Jiva Goswami would feel great ecstasy in these holy places, and he would roll on the dirt, roll on the ground.
Jiva Goswami 在这些地方都感受到巨大的狂喜，就开始在地上打滚。
So is part of the process of devotional service. Rupa Goswami stresses five items in the practice of Bhakti Yoga, and one of them is residing in the holy place.
所以他这个是奉爱服务的其中一个程序。如果 Goswami 就曾经说过，有五项强有力的奉献服务，其中一项就是居住在圣地。
So of course, you can make your home like a holy place, but if you've never been to a holy place, then you won't know what a holy place should be like.
你可以把家中家庭变成一个圣地，但如果你没有去过圣地，你就不知道圣地到底是什么样子的。
So you have to come to the holy place, you have to be here and see the places, and this way then we can take that consciousness with us when we go back and chant the holy name.
你就可以去圣地，然后在那里见到了圣地的一切，之后呢，就把这个圣地的知觉带回家。在家中呢，以这样的知觉来唱诵圣名。
Okay, another, and then any other question?
Yes. Another question. Oh, 仍然是的，真正差不多的问题。真正 does Gopal Kumar 念诵这个 Gopal Mantra 体验如此狂喜极乐，这首曼陀罗目前只有 Sannyasi 才能念吗？或者只有二字启迪的人才能念吗？貌似这首曼陀罗比 Hare Krishna 的曼陀罗还有力量和效果。经典不是说 Hare Krishna 的曼陀罗比任何曼陀都有力量吗？甚至比这首 Gopal 曼陀罗还有力量吗？谢谢。
Yeah, this mantra which Gopal Kumar was chanting, this is it was called the 10-syllable mantra, and it was a special mantra given to him by Lord Shiva's wife, and it's not something which we know which we chant. We don't try to chant that.We chant Hare Krishna mantra.
Gopal Kumar 念诵的这个曼陀罗呢，是一个十个音节的曼陀罗，是一首特殊的曼陀罗，由主 Shiva 的妻子给予他的。这是一首特殊的曼陀罗，我们不念诵这个曼陀罗，我们念诵的是 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗。
Yeah, the mantra which.That 10-syllable mantra which was chanted, that was, it's not a common mantra and it's not easily known and it's kept very secret and, you know, it's often, it's disguised. It was given to the Brahmana, but it's not so...We don't know exactly what it was and how it was and how they were to chant it. We don't know much about it. But we learn that more important, after the Brahmana met Gop Kumar, we learn more important than the chanting of that 10-syllable mantra was the chanting of the holy names to do the Sankirtan.So we don't spend time chanting this mantra. We just simply chant the Hare Krishna mantra.
那么这首就是由十个音节组成的这个曼陀罗，不是一个普通的曼陀罗，而是一个非常秘密的曼陀罗。是一个罕见的曼陀罗。比较。被藏起来的曼陀罗，我们不知道这个曼陀罗，也不知道怎么去念诵这个曼陀罗。但是我们知道的是呢，当 Gopal Kumar 他在很重要的就是后来 Gopal Kumar 他就是念诵了圣名，被告知圣名比念诵这个唱诵齐诵圣名比念诵这个曼陀罗要更加重要， 而我们是不念诵这个曼陀罗的，我们只是念诵哈利克什的曼陀罗。
Right, we don't spend time going through all of this chanting of the 10-syllable mantra. Try to chant the 10-syllable mantra. It'd be very difficult for us. We have no taste for chanting. We don't know the language. We don't understand anything. So we're given the chanting of the holy name. Lord Chaitanya taught everyone to chant the holy name.
我们不会花时间来念诵这个十个音节的曼陀罗，这个曼陀罗是很难，我们没有品味，我们也不懂那个语言，我们不明白，所以我们只是念诵主柴丹尼亚给我们的那个圣名。
Now Sanatana Goswami, who wrote this book, he described about chanting this 10-syllable mantra, but then he describes that, you know, if you really want love of God, you have to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, you have to chant the holy name, do Sankirtan, not the 10-syllable mantra.
Sanatana Goswami 描述说呢，这个是，你要想得到 Krishna Prema，他虽然描述了这个，提到了这个十个音节的曼陀罗，但是后来他说，如果想获得对 Krishna 的爱，应该念诵 Hare Krishna， 念通过 Sankirtan 来齐诵圣名。
There's much more power in the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra than in chanting this 10-syllable mantra.
在唱诵 Hare Krishna， 这个唱 Hare Krishna 的力量要远远高于唱诵十个音节，这个十个音节的曼陀罗。
So we have been given the most powerful, the quickest, most effective method in the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra.
我们被给予的是一个最有力量的，而且最快速的、便捷的方法，就是唱诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗。
And this mantra, Hare Krishna mantra, can be chanted anytime, any place, by anyone.
Hare Krishna mantra is 任何时间、地点、任何人都可以唱诵的。
This syllable mantra, there will be no devotees. But by chanting Hare Krishna, you can get many devotees, many people take up Krishna consciousness. But nobody would be able to chant this 10-syllable mantra. Sit on your own, quietly chanting. None of our people could do it. Because we haven't purified our mind. We have to purify ourselves by the chanting of the holy names.
这个哈利克什纳曼陀罗通，这个是人人都可以念诵的，而且呢我们可以让很多的人，普通大众都来念诵这个曼陀罗，但是这十个音节的曼陀罗呢是一个独自一个人在那里呢默念的一个曼陀罗，必须是要以纯净的心意净化了自己之后才能念诵的，但是圣名却是人人都可以念诵的。
Chanting of Hare Krishna takes us from the lowest level to the highest level.
唱诵 Hare Krishna 可以把一个人从最低的层面提到最高的，是崇高的层面。
Gop Kumar chanting the 10-syllable mantra and then comes to chant Hare Krishna.
Gop Kumar 他是从念诵十个音节的曼陀罗开始，然后呢他接下来就开始念诵了 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗。
So, we're just chanting Hare Krishna. Lord Chaitanya taught this way. We're following Lord Chaitanya.
我们只是念诵 Hare Krishna, 是主柴丹尼亚教我们的，我们是根据他教导来念诵的。
And Sanatana Goswami is explaining also how chanting Hare Krishna is the superior process.
Sanatana Goswami 也解释说，念诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗是一个更高的、更优越的一个方法。
Okay.
Okay. Vedavati Devadasi Hare Krishna 顶拜 Guru 对感恩翻译。听了 Guru 您的讲课，明白念诵特别重要， 请问咕噜，达到狂喜为什么要保密呢？Why should we keep
it? Alright, okay, yeah, I've got it. Because people want to make a, sometimes people want to make everything, very, you know, sometimes people like to make a show. They like to be given attention. And if we exhibit some ecstasy, if we show some ecstatic feelings, then people will think, oh, they must be a great devotee. So that's, you know, that's not good. You don't want people to think like that.
那么有的时候呢，人们呢会装模作样，他们会希望得到别人的注意力。当我们要是取得了，就是达到狂喜了，我们要展示出来之后呢，人们就会想，哇，这可是一个伟大的奉献者呢，我们这样不好，我们不希望呢让别人这样想，把我们当成伟大奉献者。
In this age, there are many cheaters, and people often pretend to have ecstasy, and it's not actually genuine ecstasy.
在这个年代，骗子太多了，有时候呢人们的狂喜是装出来的，并不是真正的狂喜。
So if you have real ecstasy, then you don't show it to others. You hide it.
如果你有了狂喜，不要让别人看见，你就藏起来。
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, one time, he was chanting.Prabhupada's spiritual master, he was chanting, and then he felt some ecstasy, so he said, oh, you have to excuse me. So he got up and he left the room and he went into his own room in private. He didn't want to show any ecstasy in front of all the devotees.
You mean one time Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was in ecstasy and he...at that time, Prabhupada was also present.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was in. So he got up and left the room, went into private room.
Okay. 有一次呢，帕帕德的灵性导师 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, 他有一次呢就突然陷入了狂喜，他马上呢就站起来，他就说请原谅。我就叫他去了一个自己的私人的房间。
So, this is a custom among the devotees that we should not display any ecstasy in front of other people because people will then imitate it. They will also want to do it.
所以这是外施那瓦的一个习俗和传统，就是不展示自己的。狂喜，特别是不在众人公众面前来表现，以便不让普通人来模仿。
This is part of Vaishnava etiquette taught to us by the acharyas, not to display symptoms of ecstasy in public.
这是传统，我们外施那瓦传统的一部分，也是一个礼仪，不要在公众面前来表现自己的狂喜。
You want to be in ecstasy, then stay in your own home, in your own room, and don't show it to anybody.
如果你想要处于狂喜当中，你就回家，关上房门，在自己的房间里一个人狂喜。
Don't do it in the assembly, in the company of other devotees.
不要在那个聚会的奉献者面前来表现出来。
It's a good question. Thank you, Vedavati, for asking that, for bringing up this point.
这个问题非常好。谢谢你，Vedavati, 提出了这个问题。
Devotees, we need to understand these points, very important.
奉献者需要理解这一点，这一点非常重要。
Now, one time, Prabhupada was giving class, and Prabhupada also, he was doing some, he was saying something, and he became, he felt some ecstasy in his body.
有一次呢，圣帕帕德在讲课期间呢，突然呢，他就陷入了狂喜。
He could not speak for some time. So then at that time, then the devotees, they did kirtan.
他呢就声音梗塞，他就说不出话来了。就在此期间呢，奉献者开始 kirtan。
So then Prabhupada said, all right, we'll stop. He stopped and then Prabhupada got up and left the room.
然后后来呢，帕帕就说，那我们就到这里。他就站起来，就回到自己房间里。
So, but if we make a show, if we start, somebody comes, sometimes you get people come and, oh, they roll on the ground and they begin to cry. But then we know also they're not following the principles. So we know it's not genuine ecstasy.
有的时候呢，有的人呢，他们来到那个来到聚会上，他们开始在地上打滚啊，泪流满面呢。我们知道这样的人呢，他们并没有遵守规范原则，他们不是真正的狂喜。
After rolling on the ground, then they get up, they go outside and they smoke some cigarette.
在地上打滚之后呢，这些人就站起来出去开始抽大麻抽烟。
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob. Next question.
Okay.
Well, Das, from Das, he had four questions. Should we read one by one or all together?
One by one.
Okay. 接下来呢，这个是 Das 问的问题。第一，哦 ，Vishnu 和 Krishna 有哪些区别？
Well, Vishnu is the expansion from Krishna. Krishna is the original Supreme Lord, and Vishnu comes from Krishna. So Krishna is the original candle, and Vishnu is coming from him. And so they're similar. Krishna has two hands, two arms. Vishnu has four arms.
Vishnu 是 Krishna 的扩展， Krishna 是原始的至尊主，就像原始最原初的蜡烛点亮了另一个蜡烛，它们很相似，但是呢 ，Krishna 有两臂 ，Vishnu 有四臂。
So Lord Vishnu resides in Vaikuntha, and he's the supreme lord there. He's worshipped. Everyone there in Vaikuntha is in the mood of being his servant.
Vishnu 居住在 Vaikuntha， 是 Vaikuntha 的至尊主。在 Vaikuntha 的所有生物呢，都是他的仆人。
Lord Krishna, he lives his place is Goloka.And in Goloka, he enjoys different relationships with different devotees.
Krishna 居住在 Goloka， 他在 Goloka 跟不同的奉献者有着不同的关系。
But they're both God. Vishnu is also God. Krishna is also God.
他们都是神， Vishnu 是神， Krishna 也是神。
Krishna is the original God.
Krishna 是原始的神。
Okay, another question.
A second. 有不少奉献者有过这个体验，在念诵时很想念自己领导师，甚至流泪。为什么这样？念诵圣名也能够加深我们和灵性导师的关系。Two part.
Yeah, two parts. What's the first
part? Many devotees have this experience. While chanting, they will miss their spiritual master very much, sometimes even crying, shedding tears. Why is that? And the next part is that chanting the holy name can even strengthen, deepen our relationship with our spiritual master. Is that so?
Well, second part, yes, it's so. Chanting, well, because it's the instruction of the spiritual master to chant the holy name. So when you follow the instruction, then you strengthen the relationship.
因为是灵应导师的训示，让我们唱诵圣名。因此，当我们念诵圣名的时候，就加强了与灵应导师之间的关系。
And in relation to the first question, that when chanting the holy name, we will think of the guru, sometimes cry. This is sometimes this may be due to our own sentiment, our sentimentality, our nature.
至于您的第一个问题，念诵圣名，想念灵应导师，甚至流泪，这个原因就是由于我们是很感性的，多愁善感，这是就是感性，我们的本，我们有这种多愁善感的感本性。
Yeah, we should keep chanting and.If we keep chanting, we should understand spiritual masters also chanting, and we should feel satisfied to be following the instruction.
我们要坚持念诵，我们要知道灵性导师也在念诵。这样呢，我们就会对自己也在念诵感到心满意足。
Just keep chanting. Gradually, you'll get more.Unless we won't become so much, it's nice to have some affection for the spiritual master, but the real affection for the spiritual master comes in service.
你只是要继续坚持念诵。当然了，就是我们对灵应导师怀着深厚的情感，这是非常好的。但是我们要知道，真正的爱戴灵应导师是通过服务。
So chanting the holy name is how you can serve him. Do more chanting, loud chanting.
所以唱诵圣名就是我们服务他的方法，要做更多的唱诵，高声的唱诵。
Okay, next question.
三，主的莲花足拥有一切富裕，能满足我们所有的愿望是什么意思？And the next part is, three question mark. 为什么要说主的莲花足拥有一切富裕，能满足我们愿望，而不说主本人拥有一切富裕，能满足我们所有的愿望呢？当我们说主的莲花足时，和直接说主有什么区别呢？
主的莲花足还有什么？
和直接说主，directly, what's the difference between the lotus feet of the Lord and the Lord?
We begin our meditation on the lotus feet of the Lord.
我们是从主的莲花足开始我们的冥想。
And it indicates also our humility in approaching the Lord.
它也表明了我们在接近主的时候所怀的谦卑之情。
So we want to keep that humble mood in approaching the Lord, that we come to him in humility and submission, the mood of giving service. So we approach from the lotus feet.
我们想保持这种心态。在接近主的时候呢，怀着这种谦恭顺从的心态，是服务的心态。
In meditating on the form of the Lord, we always begin the meditation from His lotus feet.
当我们冥想主的形体的时候，是从主的莲花足开始冥想。
Okay, Next question.
Next question. 啊, before. 托庇于主的莲花族具体是什么意思？崇拜主的莲花族的方法哪些？
Well, the方法, the process is to take shelter of a spiritual master. Spiritual master represents the lotus feet of the Lord.
方法就是托庇于灵性导师，因为灵性导师代表了主。
The spiritual master is taking shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. So if we take shelter of the spiritual master, then we can also approach the lotus feet of Krishna.
因为灵性导师托庇了主的莲花族，所以我们托庇灵性导师的莲花族，就能接近主的莲花族。
Have I answered the question?
托庇于What's the meaning of taking shelter of the lotus feet of Lord? The specific...
Well, it means surrendering ourselves. It's like saying surrender to Krishna.
对，他的意思就是臣服我们自己，就是臣服 Krishna.
Giving up everything material, or giving up, stopping all the material things in relation to the body,and taking up the spiritual activities.
就是放弃这个物质的概念，停止这个躯体化的思考，来开始灵性的活动。
Yeah. Okay.
下一个问题，来自于Pushpa Sara Devadasi， 顶拜 Guru Dev， 在博家梵歌。4.37 Chapter 4 Verse 37说
Yeah. Well, it said the point is that by cultivating spiritual knowledge, it will help us to destroy the sinful reactions of our past activities.
通过培养灵性知识，就可以摧毁我们生生世世的罪恶活动的反应。
And that chapter, just a few verses earlier, in text 34, it described the process of getting spiritual knowledge, that you have to approach a spiritual master and surrender to him.
在这之前的几个世节，世节三十四就强谈到了。
Hare Bom, Guru Mani.
Yes, I'm here. Are you here?
Okay.
Yes. 然后在国家梵歌的4.34就谈到了怎么去得到灵性的培养灵性的知识，是通过接近一位真正的灵性导师。
So you surrender to the spiritual master, you get spiritual knowledge, and that knowledge will destroy the sinful reactions.
你臣服一个灵性导师，从灵性导师那里取得灵性的知识，这样的灵性知识就可以摧毁我们。这个罪恶活动的反应。
Spiritual knowledge will guide us, tell us what to do, what not to do.
灵性的知识会指导我们该做什么，不该做什么。
Okay, another question.
From Das, okay. Still, the fifth question from Das.我们持续不断的冒犯的念诵，就会自动清除冒犯吗？但有曾经是听说，如果不断冒犯的念诵，我们总有一天会失去品味，从而失去念诵的机会。请Guru解释。
If we do constant offensive chanting, constant offensive chanting, if you keep chanting for a very long time, then gradually, one thing which may happen is you will attract the mercy of a devotee. The devotee will come and instruct you how to stop the offenses.
那么持续不断的、长期的冒犯的念诵会发生的一件事情就是。 这会吸引一个奉献者的仁慈，这位奉献者会来教导我们怎样停止冒犯的念诵。
You want to, you have to chant. If you're going to do offensive chanting, you have to chant a very, very, very long time before your chanting will ever may ever change. May never change. The Shastra actually say, you'll never get love of God that way.
如果是冒犯的、长期的冒犯的念诵，那么我们不会经历任何的改变。经典当中说呢，这样的念诵不会得到对神的爱。
But what will happen is your chanting can come to the intermediate stage. It can come to the level of a shadow of the name.
但是呢，持续不断的冒犯的念诵会使人呢，导向一个中间阶段，也就是影子的念诵。Because
by chanting, by doing a lot of chanting, you develop more attraction for the name.
因为念诵很多，就会得到对念诵的、对圣名的吸引。So
that's the point. Offensive chanting can help. You began chanting. Your chanting is not pure, it's offensive. But if you keep chanting along gradually, gradually, then the chanting will come to the stage, intermediate stage, where there's no offenses.
Okay. 我们开始的时候都是这样的，从冒犯的开始的，冒犯的开始逐渐的呢，就能。 让我们达到一个中间的阶段，在这个中间阶段呢，就已经是没有冒犯的念诵了。But
no love of God.
但是在中间阶段呢，一个人还没有发展起对神的爱。They
go on from there.
对神的爱是从这个中间阶段才开始的。Okay. Okay. Yes. He mentioned that he heard if one constantly chant offensively, sooner or later will lose the taste and lose the chance, opportunity of chanting. He asked you to explain this.
Well, that's why I said you have to chant constantly for a long time. So it means you didn't lose the taste. So there's some stipulation there. If you're chanting offensively and you lose the taste, then you won't go on, yeah. So you have to be very careful. That's why it's very dangerous to chant with offenses, because you may lose the taste. But there are some people, they're more fortunate, they chant with offenses, but they keep chanting, they don't stop chanting, and then their chanting will come to the stage, the intermediate stage.
What does stipulation mean?
Stipulation means stated.
Stated. Okay, okay. 所以就是我刚才说过，就是那这种有冒犯的念诵，就要持续很长很长的时间。一个人呢，他就处在那个死水一潭的这种僵化的这种阶段。我刚才也说过。 刚才也说了，他不会失去品味，所以呢，一个人他要非常的小心，因为这个冒犯的念诵是非常危险的，他有可能失去品味。但是如果他非常幸运的话，他足够幸运的话，他会即使冒犯念诵，也会一直不停的持续的念诵。如果他能够不断的。 来不停止的念诵，最终呢，他能达到这种中间阶段的念诵。Okay, next question.
Yeah.
乐逍遥，顶拜咕噜，翻译你好，你好，家庭里必须有神坛吗？ 如果没有怎么崇拜呢？如果我们食用食物之前想一下，让 Krishna 先吃，这样可以吗？
Well, yeah, you can worship without an altar, but you have to be able to control your mind. You have to do it in your mind. It's not very easy. It's much better if you can have an altar. If you can't have it, then you have to worship Krishna in your mind.
如果你没有这个神坛的话，那你必须得控制住心意。所以更好的呢，就是有一个神坛。如果你没有神坛，你只能在心意来崇拜了。
The deity can be made of different elements. It can be made of jewels. It can be made of stone. It can be made of wood. It can also be in the mind.
神像可以不同的元素来构成，有的是用珠宝来构成，有的是石头，有的是这个。木头也可以用心意来构成。
But yeah, it's not very easy to just worship in your mind.
所以不容易，你不得不在心意来崇拜。
What's the last part of the question about offering?
Before eating the food, we only think about it. We let Krishna to eat first. Is that okay?That we think about it, that we'll let Krishna do.
The process is to offer prayers to Krishna to accept the food.
这个方我们的方法是，我们献上祈祷，让 Krishna 请求 Krishna 来吃食物。
Right, generally we pray, we recite the prayer first to the spiritual master. We recite the pranam mantra to the spiritual master 3 times. We recite the pranam mantra to Lord Chaitanya 3 times. And we recite pranam mantra to Panchatapa. Or you can recite Panchatapa mantra 3 times and then Maha mantra 3 times. After first chanting prayers to the guru 3 times, then offer prayers to Panchatapa, Panchatapa mantra 3 times, then Hare Krishna mantra 3 times.But these prayers should be recited to offer.
那我们应该是这样子来供奉，就首先我们念诵、背诵给灵性导师的顶拜祷文3次，接着呢是五圣体的祷文3遍，接着是 Hare Krishna Mahamantra 3遍，然后我们是通过这样的一个念诵供奉祷文来祈求 Krishna 接受食物。
Right? You have to invite Krishna to come and eat. You don't just do it in the mind.
你要邀请 Krishna 来吃，而不是光是在心意里这样想一下。
And we don't invite Krishna directly. We have to invite him through the spiritual teacher, then through Lord Chaitanya and the Brahmanas.
And the Brahmana.
Yeah.The Lord Chaitanya and Krishna is with the Brahmana.
Krishna okay, okay. And we through the spiritual master and Panchatattva and the Brahmana.
Oh no, okay. Because I said Maha Mantra, right? So, so through the spiritual master, then Panchatattva, Lord Chaitanya, and then Krishna.
Okay. We 们不是直接来邀请 Krishna 来吃的，我们是通过灵性导师邀请，先通过灵性导师，通过五圣体，然后通过念诵 Hare Krishna Mahamantra 来邀请 Krishna 来吃。
Thank you. Yeah.
谢谢您的问题。下一个是 Ishvari Devadasi， 顶拜 Gurudev。有时念诵流泪想哭，但是不是觉得狂喜，而是念诵的时候感觉委屈，就像小时候妈妈不在，自己想见到妈妈就想哭的那种感觉。只这种感觉，我不知道是不是应该控制一下，还是随他去呢？感恩 Gurudev。
Yes, try to control this and just concentrate on chanting.
是的，控制。然后呢，不断的念诵，然后专注于念诵，把心意专注在念诵上。
Yes.
下一个，喜宝，顶拜咕噜和翻译，感谢您。如果一个人在无知的情况下吃下了圣人给他吃剩的灵粮，在他反应过来这是圣人的仁慈祝福之后，妈，该。
I'm not hearing. The voice is breaking.
Okay.
You have to turn.
Okay. Yes. This Subhadra Mataji, she asked that if one eat the prasadam left by the spiritual master in a unconsciously way, and afterwards that the person realized it's the merciful benediction from the sadhu, how can this person reward the sadhu?
Well, you don't have to give any reward to the sadhu, but the sadhu will be pleased if you become enlightened in spiritual life, if he sees you progress. That's the reward the sadhu wants. He wants to see that you're also progressing, you're becoming a better devotee.
你不需要回报圣人，那圣人呢，就是希望看到的是你在灵性知识方面得到启迪，在灵性知识方面取得进步。沙度圣人，他们只想让别人取得进步，希望你生活得更好。
Yeah, he wants to see that your material desires are reducing.
沙度圣人们就想看到呢。人们的物质疾病啊，越来越轻。
And you have more desire to chant the holy name.
沙度圣人们希望看到人们更渴望唱诵圣名。And the next question from next Radhananda, Hare Krishna, 深深顶拜敬爱的圣 Guru Maharaj。遵从咕噜训示，宁可饿肚子都不要吃没有供奉的食物，经过三年多的努力似乎做到了，但是对于 prasadam 的欲望始终降不下来，这种贪欲该如何避免呢？非常感恩翻译马大吉，感恩您。He may
translate.
The Radhananda Mataji that he said after endeavoring for 3 years, she had finally, he had got the guru's instruction that we would rather go hungry instead of eating unoffered food. And after 3 years, she had finally finished the task. But she still have hankering for the prasadam. How can she avoid this hankering, the desire for prasadam, lust for prasadam?
Well, prasadam is Krishna, so if you can satisfy your lust by taking Krishna prasadam. That's all right.
Prasadam 就是 Krishna， 你可以满足你对于 Prasadam 的贪欲，这个没有问题。
As long as it's offered to Krishna, you can take more Prasadam. We don't mind.
只要是供奉给 Krishna 的，你就可以吃更多的 Prasadam， 这个不用担心。
Yeah, satisfy your hunger or your lust by taking more Prasadam.Go on eating, but just be careful of your health, because if you eat too much, then you'll get sick.
那么你可以满足你对于 prasadam 的这种贪欲，也可以就你可以继续去 吃普沙的。但是你有一点要小心的，就是你的健康。如果你
yeah, go on.
就是要小心你的健康。
Some people need to eat more, some people eat less.
有的人他需要多吃点，有的人需要少吃点。
So you're hungry, you have a taste for prasadam. It's good, it's healthy. So a young person cannot eat too much, but an old person cannot eat too little.
Okay. 所以你饿了，你饿想吃prasadam，这是你就吃好了。但是有一句谚语说的就是说 cannot, a young man cannot eat too little.
A young man cannot eat too much.
Okay. 然后有一句话，俗话说，年轻人不能吃太多。还有那个老人呢，不能吃太少。
可以的，应该吃太少。
哦，
应该吃少。
An old man should eat less, and a young man should eat more.
Right.
Okay, sorry, 翻译错了，应该是反过来，你年轻人应该多吃点，老年人应该少吃点。
Okay, another question.
From 陈冠江 Chaitanya Charan Hare Krishna 明白 Gurudev Krishna 在他纯粹奉献者内心，是不是 Krishna 不在一般人内心，超人超灵一般一直在每个人的心脏陪伴我们，那也是 Krishna 陪伴我们吧，怎么理解有点矛盾。 So the first part
So the in the heart of everyone is the super soul. The super soul's form is VishnuRight, the forearm form, the expansion of Krishna. Krishna is in the heart of every living entity, but in the form of the Paramatma. But in the form of his pure devotees, it's Krishna directly who's in the heart.
Krishna, 他以超灵的形式呢，处在每个人的内心，就是超灵，它是四谛的。但是呢 I didn't catch
the devotee, Krishna, playing the two-arm form, playing the flute, is in the heart of the pure devotee.
Okay. 但是在就是 Krishna 两臂的吹笛子的形象呢，是指在纯粹奉献者的内心。
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, His question is that Krishna is only in his pure devotee.
Yeah.
Okay. And Sachi Lala Devadasi. 顶拜 Gurudev 的莲花族，感恩精彩甜美的讲课。您说大声的念诵 Krishna 就临在，可我怎么感觉不到主临在呢？只有念诵的声音，但比小声念诵专注一些，大声念诵有想一直念下去的感觉，想多念，这是不是念诵的品味呢？我怎么才能获得更多念诵的品味呢？感恩 Gurudev， 感恩翻译。
You get more taste, you do more chanting. When you do more chanting, you have more taste. When you understand more the philosophy of the holy name, then you have more taste to chant.
你想要获得更多的品味，就需要更多的念诵，而且如果你对于哲学有更多的了解，也就对有更多的品味去念诵了。
We said loud chanting, sometimes the mind is restless, the mind is difficult to control, so loud chanting helps us to control the mind better.
我们之所以提到这个大声的念诵，就是因为心意它是非常很难控制的，所以是通过大声的念诵来控制心意。
Soft chanting is also allowed. Of course, there are no rules in chanting. So in something you chant loudly, sometimes you chant softly.
轻柔的念诵也是允许的，因为念诵没有硬性的规则，所以可以轻声念诵，也可以大声念诵。
But generally, with the loud chanting, the part that you feel more focused on the name, there's more concentration there.When the chant softly, the mind wanders.
但是如果 大声的高声念诵呢，就能更专注于圣名。如果是非常轻柔的念诵呢，有时候心意就会飘来飘去。
Okay.
Okay. No questions.
Oh, okay. Very good. Okay. Thank you very much, Guru Mani. Gave you a lot of work here today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Mara, for your association and merciful instruction.
Okay.
And it seems... Yeah, Sadi said that next time we can ask questions.
Okay. Thank you very much. So, Hare Krishna. Have a good day. Jun Niman. Chuanjiao Shun Li. Wan Shi Rui. Chuanjiao Shun Li. Haribo. Gaur Premanande, Hare Krishna.